This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Text for consideration today is recorded for us in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. We hear these words in verse 11. All these are the work of the one and the same Spirit, and he gives them to each one just as he determines. God's word is truth. Amen. The scene in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, comes to mind, not the 2018 version, but the 1991 version. And in it, Robin Hood and his group of merry men are having a bonfire and a feast. And yet off in the shadows is Morgan Freeman, all by himself, whittling a stick. A little girl comes toward him and humbly and inquisitively asks, "Did God paint you?" And Morgan laughs a hearty chuckle and replies, "Did God paint me? For certain." "Why?" asks the little girl. Morgan takes a moment and in essence responds, "Because the Lord loves wondrous variety." And he is telling her something new and at the same time reminding himself of that very important truth. As the little girl ponders this vast world and all the different cultures, peoples, and colors of skin, what better can be said than "the Lord loves wondrous variety"? Today, where we focus on how the Lord loves wondrous variety. And he loves the wondrous variety of gifts, ministry, and energy, a spirit of torque, if you will. And he doesn't want you to be uninformed or worse, misinformed about your spiritual aptitudes and abilities. And so the Lord, through the Apostle Paul, spends three chapters talking about it. And here's what's going on in the Corinthian congregation. As the church grew, some people eager for glory found a way. They started to take on self-appointed roles and anointed themselves with greatness. They referred to themselves as the super apostles. They implied that they had secret knowledge from God. And if you wanted to know and be great too, that you should follow them instead of this regular guy, this Apostle Paul figure, whoever that is. That's right. That is why right away at the beginning of the book, the Apostle Paul talks about this division in the church and how it is no good. It is destruction waiting to gobble up anything worthwhile. That's why the Apostle Paul says, "For I was resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." And he wasn't fancy, wise, nor persuasive. His desire was not that those in front of him were in awe of the Apostle Paul, but that they were in awe of Jesus and had faith in their Savior. But Corinth is Corinth. And as such, they struggled. And as the Lord gave spiritual gifts to believers, some that we do not see anymore, like faith healing and speaking in tongues, and some we still have, like how to use information to get things done. That's the utterance of wisdom. Or having a lot of facts and data about this world and the Bible, that is the utterance of knowledge. Speaking the word of the Lord to others as a teacher, preacher, or parent. Knowing if something is from the Lord or a smokescreen from the devil, you name it. God gave different gifts to different believers. And on your way out of worship, maybe to Sunday school or to Bible class, just take a look at the people God has put here in your life and see how the Lord loves variety and the abundance of abilities that the Lord has given. Let us be informed about why God gave Tim what God gave Tim. Let's be informed about why God gave you what he gave you. I'm not going to name you all individually by name, but you get the picture. And here's the thing. First things first, brothers and sisters in Christ, you all have the one thing needful. You all have faith in Jesus Christ for your salvation. To say Jesus is Lord and to believe it is only possible because the Holy Spirit gives it. And that means forgiveness of sins. That means a new life in Christ. That means salvation. Your cup overflows with this alone. And if that is all the Lord gave us, blessed be the name of the Lord and sing his praise for all eternity. And with that understanding, we have to get to the bottom of things. People are petty. People were jealous. People were discontent. And everybody wanted the cool spiritual gifts like miracles of healing and speaking in tongues. Everybody wanted to be the wise sage. And you know why? It's because they found their identity in Christ. It wasn't enough for them.
like the super apostles, they wanted to be super too, and they thought themselves inadequate when they compared themselves to others. They wanted fame like Mr. Fancy Pants instead of having a servant's heart. And everybody clamored for glory. Not for the Lord, but for themselves. And some might think, well, at least they were excited to use spiritual gifts, even if they didn't have it. And others might think, and that's why I never want to do anything. I just want to be a wallflower, worship, and no more. Oh, forcing gifts that aren't there, nor apathy for your God-given gifts, is neither of those are the answer to this sin of petty jealousy and being a monster for recognition. Repentance is the answer. Find the jealousy monster and slay it. Acknowledge it. Ask God for forgiveness. And if you've hurt others, ask them for forgiveness too. And then to believe the words of scriptures which say, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. For Christ's sake, you are forgiven. Your conscience is comforted. Your guilt over sins confessed and forgiven is put to death. Like a Clorox disinfecting wipe kills germs on a table at McDonald's, right? Even then, don't lick the tables, because you know that's just 99.99% kill rate. But know that your guilt is taken away by the blood of the Lamb, and that is 100%. And now what? Forgiven, brothers and sisters in Christ. Now understand what your spiritual gifts are for. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. God has given you spiritual gifts. He's also given you limitations. The same with all. The Clemens Garden in St. Cloud, Minnesota have a story to tell. Virginia Clemens and her husband were going to travel the world in their retirement, but Virginia was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And since that door was closed, they opened a different one. They bought 7 acres across the street and gifted the community with a garden. There are 1,100 roses with over 70 varieties there. And this is in northern Minnesota, right? They think they might call us southerners down here in by Madison area. I mean, it's cold. In Virginia, she enjoyed seeing it from her window and enjoyed seeing people enjoy it as well. And those who work the garden have special instructions, make surprises. In a field of red roses, have one purple. In a field of yellow roses, hide one orange. It's what makes it special. And notice the difference is not to scoff or to be jealous, but to appreciate them. Speak of these things, and in times of reflection, admire the variety. And you all have a variety of spiritual gifts, and it is God who gives it to you. The Lord loves wondrous variety. Might not be too glorious to plow the snow, to clean, to work on the church website, the newsletter, the Facebook page. Might not be too glorious to teach Sunday school or play the flute. Might not be too glorious to greet with a smile, and that is okay. You must find your gift, even if it's not a glorious gift. You see, it isn't enough to ask the question, how has God gifted me, and go from there. Ask, how has God gifted me for the common good? And God apportions to each one individually as he wills. And he didn't want 500 preachers or 500 ushers to show up today. There aren't 500 shovels waiting for snow or 500 people waiting to visit the sick and downtrodden tomorrow. Good. Good. Find your God-given spiritual gifts. Maybe take a spiritual gift survey online and see what it says, or ask family and friends. Appreciate your gifts and grow in them. Seek opportunities to use them for the common good and to the glory of God. The Lord loves wondrous variety. Appreciate and build each other up in it. Amen. And now may the peace of God live and dwell in you all. Amen.